This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to the desert. Today you will meet game show host Mark Richards, who will teach you how to get on that game show you always wanted to play on. Then we're going to visit both of the great museums in Las Vegas. At the Neon Museum, you'll find out about a new multimedia show called Brilliant. And at the Mob Museum, how to visit the museum, have a great dinner. It's called the Maid Package. On your Vegas Art Minute, Brett Maley of Pawn Stars will help us determine exactly what the term fine art really means, what makes your art fine. And finally, your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us about a new attraction that's coming very soon called Kind Heaven. Have you ever watched a game show and said to yourself, what could I do to get on that game show? What can I do to win some money? Well, we have perhaps the best expert in the entire nation on that, Mark Richards. He's been doing this for years and years. He's taught people how to do it. He's hosted game shows. Basically, if it's got something to do with a game show, he's been involved, including the very popular Jeopardy. First of all, Mark, welcome. What is it that people need to do to get on the show? How do you get the attention of the guys that, and the gals that pick the people to go on the show?
Well, the main thing you have to do is know the game you're auditioning for. See, the problem is the majority of people who attend game show auditions don't really know the game. Oh, I watched it a couple of times when I was sick, or, you know, didn't make it to work, or whatever. But they don't really know the game. So they go to these auditions because they found out that they can make thousands of dollars being on a game show. So they go there unprepared. So they sit there like they're going waiting in the doctor's office. And you got to remember, when as soon as you walk into a game show audition, the contestant coordinators and the producers are watching you. They're scouting you around. They already know who they would love to have on the show. But now you got to take a test and play a sample game and all that stuff. So when you go to the audition, you first of all, you have to dress in whatever it makes you feel comfortable. Whatever you know you look good in, that's what you wear in the audition. And then as soon as you walk into the audition room with 35 or 40 other people, you want to stand out among the others by chit-chatting with the person sitting on either side of you. Look like you're having fun. You're really excited to be there. And don't sit there with your arms crossed and your legs crossed and look bored, because we, as the contestant coordinators, we see you. We already know that, nah, forget that person, you know. So you're on from the front. The minute you walk into the audition room, you are on. And then you got to play a mock game. They watch you how you play the mock game. If you play well and they like your personality and your attitude, there's a good chance you'll be on the show, especially if you're from out of state. Most of the game shows, in fact, all of them except for Millionaire, are taped in Los Angeles. Millionaire is taped here in Vegas. And if you're from out of state and you let the people know that you're from Chicago, for example, and you're only in town for another few days, if they're taping the next day or so, they'll put you on the next and the next taping session, because they want people from out of state. You know, see, most of the people who go to the auditions are from Los Angeles, Southern California. So it gets tiresome after a while. From Los Angeles, here's so-and-so, here's from Los Angeles. So even on Jeopardy, when we did the tapings in 84, originally from Chicago, I mean, you might have been born there, and for 2 weeks later, you moved to L.A., right? But you're originally from Chicago. Or originally from New York, originally from Miami, whatever. This way, people in Miami are cheering from you. You know, people from Chicago are cheering for you. You see? But that's how it works. And again, you've got to, when you go to these auditions, you've got to, you have to act. You know, put on a show. You know, and make you, and stand out. And say something interesting about yourself. When you're asked to stand up and you get 30 seconds to talk about yourself, say something interesting.
Oh, my. So is that something like you actually could kind of prepare it? I mean, not so like you're reading it, but just so you're kind of your elevator speech?
Yeah, practice in front of your friends, your family. You say, you know, just get some feedback from them. But always say, have something interesting to say about yourself, like my mother was a witch. Oh, really? You know, it's something to stand out. And because as the contestant coordinator, if I like you, you know, you've got personality and you dress well and you're interesting, I'll put you on the show. Because if I like you, millions of other people will like you.
Right.
If I don't like you, personally, I won't put you on the show. Because if I don't like you, other people won't like you. It's like if you're having a party. You're going to invite people who you know will get along with your other party guests.
Well, and you know, you mentioned it's important to have to know these games well. So I'm guessing for Jeopardy, you might want to have one personality, but if you're going to go on, say, The Price is Right, a little different. You're going to want to be more exuberant. Does that kind of play into depending on what the game is?
Yeah, like Jeopardy, we don't want Price is Right type of attitudes. You know, we want people that are smart and personable and know how to play the game. Price is Right, you know, they have 300 people lined up to go to the taping. Each has a name on it and a number. And let's say I'm the producer. Before they go into the studio, I'm walking up and down the line just looking for people who have interesting looks about them. Now, these people don't know I'm the producer. I mean, maybe some of them do, but most people don't. They think, oh, here's some guy, he's trying to make, you know, break into the line or something. You know? So anyway, three people at a time, I interview them, and hey, Stephen, where are you from? You know, what do you do? How long have you know, blah, blah, blah. In 15, 20 seconds, each person I interview. And then they go into the studio. Right next to me, sitting down or with a clipboard, right before they go into the studio, is my secretary. And I have a code phrase. For example, if I say, hey, Stephen, have a good day.
Yeah.
I'm indicating to her to make note of you.
Yes.
So maybe there's 30 people who I said, hey, have a nice day. So before the show is taping, we know where you're sitting. You know, the cameramen know where you're sitting. The director knows where you're sitting. And we make decisions who we want to pick for the show. You notice that when they call, you know, Steven so-and-so, come on down. The camera, you know, pans. They know where you're at. But they don't want to just zoom in on you, right? So anyway, they pre-screen everyone who goes into the studio, and they already know who they're going to pick for the show. Can you imagine if everyone, 300 people, just put their name in a hat, and Drew Carey just picks out one name, and then you're going to get people who are poor contestants. You know, they're old, they're too young, they're stupid, they look like a bike rider, you know, a gang member, or, you know, whatever. But that would make the show more interesting. Because now you're getting real people.
Right, right.
You know, but the thing is, they're all pre-selected. But that's how they do it on the program. Price is Right.
You know, you mentioned Drew Carey, and I wanted to ask you. You've been a game show host yourself, and you've worked with all these guys. He was a little different in the sense that he was an established star beforehand and then got into that. Were you surprised this worked as well as it had, or did you just see that like, no, it's a perfect fit?
Well, here's something interesting. It had to be about 10, 12 years ago. I was at a gaming convention here in town, and Drew Carey was doing Whose Line Is It Anyway? And there was a slot machine with Drew Carey on it. And he was there at the opening day where they were demonstrating the game. So I even approached him. He's from Cleveland, and I was a DJ in Cleveland. So that was about us talking. And I said, have you ever thought of hosting a game show? Because I had some game show ideas back then. He said, no, I'm not interested in hosting a game show. You know, because I was going to pitch him. I was going, hey, I've got an idea for a couple of game shows. But he said, no, I'm not interested, you know. And then, of course, he got the prices right. But here's something of interest. In 1986, I went to Cleveland. No, in 1985, Jeopardy went on the road to Cleveland. We did contestant searches around the country. We went to Houston, we went to Baltimore, we went to Cleveland, we went to Boston, you know. But Cleveland, I was there on the radio for 13, 14 years. And I'll never forget, Drew Carey, in an article I read about him, said he once auditioned for Jeopardy when Jeopardy came to town in 1985, but he was rejected. If he was rejected, I'm the one that rejected him. You know, but I didn't know who Drew Carey was back then. All I know is there's a little article I read about him that he said he was so disappointed he did not get on Jeopardy when they did contestant search.
You'll hear more from game show host and consultant Mark Richards in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Mark Richards, who's hosted a number of game shows over the years and worked as a consultant for Jeopardy. One more question about Jeopardy, and then I want to find out what you're doing now. But with Jeopardy, you know, obviously you have to be really smart. I mean, a lot of us that we think of ourselves, oh, we're pretty sharp. Those questions are rough and so forth. How do they figure out, you know, I mean, is there like an intelligence test that goes into this right off the bat? And is it one of those things where, you know, they kind of know what subjects the contestants would know, or is it just strictly random?
Well, everyone that took the test at Jeopardy, there's a 40-question test, and they had 15 minutes to answer the questions. But they didn't have to put in who is, what is, where is. They just put down the basic answer. If you miss more than 11, bye-bye. You know, 29 is passing, you know, out of 40 questions. So what happens after every testing session, my assistant and I would do the corrections while everyone else started mingling and chit-chatting about some of the questions that were on the test. And say out of, say, 40 people, I have maybe 9 in my hand that are people who passed the test. I have no idea who they are. So I just go up and they see I only have 9 pieces of paper in my hand, test sheets. I say, okay, if I call your name, raise your hand and please remain seated. Everybody else, if I don't call your name, thanks for being with us. And Julie will walk you down out the door and you can come back in 3 months and try it again. So then I call the names of the 9 people who passed the test. And those people stay, the others go bye-bye. Then I hand those people a little index card and I said, put down any 3 things about yourself of interest, like Alex does on the show. You know, oh, I understand you do this. And then we take a picture of everybody with a Polaroid. We take 3 people at a time and we snip, 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 and then staple them, their picture to the test sheets. And then we play a mock game with 3 people at a time. And I watch them as they play the game. I do a little chit-chat with them, you know, and for personality. And those who I felt good, I make a notation. They can't see what I do. I make a notation. And then I don't tell them if they're going to get on or not. I said, okay, thanks for coming down. If you hear from us, great. If you don't hear from us within 3 or 4 weeks, don't call us. We'll call you. Blah, blah. And then that's how I get my contestants.
Well, and have you ever had somebody that was really smart or something, but their personality was particularly offensive, and you got to refuse them?
Well, there were times where we had people on the show that Alex did not like, and they kept on winning. And after every taping session, I'd go into Alex's dressing room, and I'd show him the contestants in the bank. We have about 10 or 12 people ready to be on the show. And I'd show them. He'd look at their pictures and their test scores and stuff like that. And Alex would say, okay, let's go with this one. Because Alex wanted to get rid of the champion. You know, and then what do you know? He still won. Well, Alex, here's who we have left. He says, all right, let's go with so-and-so and so-and-so. All right. Well, Alex, you know, it happens several times.
That's fascinating stuff. Yeah, like I said, we could talk all day. But want to know about what you're doing now. You're here in Vegas. And just kind of, first of all, if people want to look up, see some of the stuff you've done online, where do they go? And, you know, what have you got going now?
Well, they can go to YouTube, youtube.com/MarkRichards, MarkRichards, like Las Vegas, no spaces. And then click on videos, and you'll see video clips of me on these talk shows. In fact, there's video clips of me hosting the Jeopardy rehearsal game, you know, on my YouTube. And then of my appearances on other talk shows, you know, because I was considered an expert on TV game shows, you know, and how to get on, how to win, how to act, how to dress, how to play the game, and stuff like that. So they're there forever and ever and ever and ever.
That's great. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
When you visit Las Vegas, you know the Neon Museum is an absolute must. But now they have a show at night. You got to include this. It's called Brilliant. It's hard to even explain, but with us today is the executive director of the Neon Museum, Rob McCoy. We've talked to Rob before about the museum as a whole, but I want to talk today with Rob about Brilliant. Now, Rob, how do you explain Brilliant other than it's kind of like bringing a bunch of dead signs to life right in front of you?
Well, it absolutely is. And by the way, thanks again, Steve. Good to talk to you again. We had this North Gallery just sitting there for several years, not doing anything. We'd have an occasional photo shoot or a wedding or something, but there was no electricity to that area of the Boneyard. And we got a call a little more than a year ago from a young man, a digital artist from Portland, Oregon. And he said, you know, I'm making my way down to South by Southwest, which is the big arts festival in Austin. He says, I'm a projection artist, and I'm doing some projection along the way. I'm driving. Would love to do that in your Boneyard. And we said, well, we can't do it in the main Boneyard, but we have this North Gallery. Oh, and by the way, you'll have to rent a diesel generator. He said, no problem. Well, it was last minute. I couldn't go. The next morning, two of my people, staff people, came in with their mouths on the floor and said, you're not going to believe what we saw last night. At that point, we sat down, and for about the next 20 minutes, we sort of planned what we would like for that space. And Craig Winslow is the artist. We worked about 9 months on this project. We extended electricity to the North Gallery. We came up with the title Brilliant. And basically what it is an immersive experience that involves 24 projectors. 24 speakers arranged in three-dimensional sound, as well as 8 projectors. And, you know, you not only hear Liberace playing, you see Liberace playing. When you get to the Lady Luck sign, you hear Luck Be a Lady by Frank Sinatra. It is a phenomenal experience, and it's the perfect complement to what we do on the other side of the museum, which is the hour-long historical tour. And it has been a hit.
Oh, I absolutely. And I tell people now, you really have to factor this in. You always want to see the museum because it's a great way. And this is just another example of how to really learn Las Vegas history in a fun way and kind of feel a part of it. It kind of feels like Vegas of the last 50, 60 years kind of comes alive right in front of you.
And that's exactly what we were after. You know, you see historical footage from the 1940s and 50s. You see signs that haven't been lit for years. They are lit through the magic of projection. And we also include vintage Las Vegas performers. Obviously, Sinatra, Martin, Sammy, Ella Fitzgerald, Liberace, and then a couple of newer performers, at least newer by those standards, Elton John. And then we close with Panic at the Disco, which is a Las Vegas group.
You'll hear more from Rob McCoy of the Neon Museum in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Rob McCoy, Executive Director of the Neon Museum. We're discussing the new attraction at the museum, the great nighttime show, Brilliant. The time I saw the show there, I loved it, of course, but I was watching the people just get excited by it. It was like going to a concert. It's kind of like, in my mind, one of the best laser shows you've ever seen, except when you get there early, you look and these signs are, you know, there's broken bulbs and it doesn't work and it's obvious. And again, I don't know what Winslow did, but it looks like these signs are alive. And what an interesting selection of signs. How did you come up with that variety of different things, different
signs? Well, we sat down with Craig and actually planned this out way in advance. And there were certain numbers and certain artists. I'm a native Las Vegan, and my family's been here since 1939. So there were certain artists, certain songs I knew that we had to use to evoke that emotion and that romantic tie that everybody has to Las Vegas. The Liberace segment is interesting in itself because I had no idea until we started producing this thing that he actually had played and had recorded Strangers in the Night. So it was perfect for us because that was a tip of the hat to Sinatra. And so it just all sort of tied in together, and we just think in the end we came up with a great little history performance that I think is worthy of anybody's time when they come to Las Vegas. You know, we're known as the entertainment capital of the world, so we have a lot to live up to. But I'll tell you what, we lived up to it in this production.
You did, and I think people will be really surprised because I noticed even the crowd there. They come in, they don't know exactly what to expect, and everybody is looking at each other like they can't believe what they can see. And, you know, you talk about that Liberace thing, and what I thought was great about it was you forget what a real showman this guy was, how talented he was, and that kind of comes back to you as you're watching this.
Absolutely, and the introduction of Liberace, which precedes his number, is actually the real announcer and the real introduction that was used at the Las Vegas Hilton. And we've found, I was there just recently with friends, and people were applauding after the first number, and then at the end, they just go crazy.
Yeah. Have you thought about making a soundtrack? I know that's always a pain and it involves rights and stuff, but that's about the best collection of Las Vegas music I've ever heard in one place.
Well, you know, you're about the 400th person that has said that to me. And so we have thought about it, and I think we probably will.
I think it would be great. A couple of other things there. The signs, you know, in addition to the Liberace piece, I thought it was interesting that there's like an old Denny's sign from the old days with a commercial, and it's just a really good variety. They're iconic in their own way, but really more iconic about the time period than just the sign itself.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you felt this way, but I certainly did when we were putting this together. It sort of evokes a Route 66 feel.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point.
And I don't know if you heard the chicken clucking.
Yeah, I did.
There is a KFC bucket of chicken sign that sits over by the Golden Nugget sign. And when we were putting this together, I said to Craig, I said, hey, Craig, I said, we need to kind of light that up for just a few seconds. He says, is there anything else you want to do? I go, yeah, I want to hear a chicken clucking. and people just kind of look around and go, did we just hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when I was there, as is the case in summertime in Las Vegas, it was hot. And yet, you know, you didn't hear anybody complaining about it. The fact that, you know, once the sun goes down like that, it was very pleasant sitting out there. And, you know, again, it's really hard when I try to explain it to people, you know, and we talk about it. It's just kind of hard for people to get it. I think it's just one of those things. It's a must-see, and I think it's a must-see even for people who don't think they'd like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you truly have to see it to believe it. And there's a reason why we designed this show to only be 20 minutes long with about a 10-minute photo-taking session tagged on to the end of it, and that's because it does get hot in Las Vegas, even after dark, and also, folks are not seated. We allow the audience to move around and enjoy each sign as it lights and that segment of music is played.
Yeah, and that was a weird part for me because when I first started, I go, oh, well, they go, you can walk around. I'm not going to do that. And then you find out you do because you want to get close and look. And what I like, too, is at the end of the performance, you actually allow people to go around and then take pictures because yeah. It's something you're going to want to show people.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people to do that and, of course, post it on their favorite social media site. It, at the end of the day, that helps the museum.
Well, you know, and the museum is a must-see. Again, I can't emphasize that enough. And you know, one thing I noticed this trip that I didn't notice before is your Welcome Center. That's actually a replica of an old motel lobby, which I understand the architecture of that was pretty important.
Well, actually, it's not a replica. That is the real lobby from
wow.
The La Concha Motel that sat right next to the Riviera Hotel and Casino. It was opened in 1962. It was designed by a very famous architect called Paul Revere Williams, who was the first African-American president of AIA in the United States. He did a lot of what we like to call googie architecture. He did work at LAX. He did a lot of Stars homes, both in Beverly Hills as well as Palm Springs. And so he was quite accomplished in his own right, and the La Concha lobby had to be cut up into three pieces and actually transported down Las Vegas Boulevard where we reassembled it.
I mean, it looks so great. Yeah, see, I'm amazed that's the actual thing. That's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It's we're very proud of the La Concha. We're proud of the Boneyard, and we're just all busting our buttons over Brilliant.
Well, I think, again, let's tell people how they can see it. First of all, your website. Let's tell them how they can get a pre-look at
this. Neonmuseum.org, and I would ask everybody to go there. If you're visiting Las Vegas, go to that website about a week before you come and secure your tickets. We are finding now that several nights we are selling out. The performances run 8:30, 9:30, at 10:30 and 11:30. And like I said, it's becoming very popular. So they really need to get online at neonmuseum.org at least a week in advance and secure their tickets. And we have a combo ticket. So you can combine the one-hour historical tour on the other side of the museum with the 30-minute Brilliant on the other side, and it's a perfect complement.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great together. And, you know, the Neon Museum is one of those places where you want to see it in the daytime, and then you want to go see it later at nighttime. I think that's just because they're two different tours, you know.
Absolutely right. And one thing that we've also started doing now in the main Boneyard is the signs. Those signs are lit during the day. Now, you can't see them as well as you can at night, but if you're into bulbs and neon, you're going to see it. Also, we have just instituted, past, you had to reserve a spot in a tour. Now, during the daytime hours between 9 and 5 p.m., you can stop by the museum anytime you want, and for a fee of about $19, you can stay in the Boneyard for as long as you want.
Yeah, well worth it. We're going to definitely do that. People, it's real close to downtown. It's a very short drive from there, right next to Cashman Field, and a wonderful spot. Hey, Rob, thanks as always. We hope to talk to you again real soon.
Oh, thanks so much, Steve. We really appreciate everything you do.
let's head over now to the other world-class museum in town, just a few minutes away from the Neon.
Freo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Back with Misha Ray, our friend from the Mob Museum, and they have a real special thing we just wanted to tell you about. It's called Museum After Dark, which is a little different than when you come in the daytime. Talk a little about that, would you, Misha?
Sure. So Museum After Dark really offers people a chance, something really exciting. We bring out actual objects, historical objects. They range from briefcases that were built by Abercrombie and Fitch that had secret flask compartments in the bottom of them, so you can see and handle that, sometimes handle. We have a Tommy gun that you're definitely not allowed to handle, but you can absolutely check it out. So our educators bring out actual objects that you can look at and observe, and this happens daily from 5 or 6 p.m., depending on the day and the objects that we have on display, until about 8 p.m. So this is a very special offering for our evening guests, because during the day, it's a fairly busy experience. You know, between 11 and 2 p.m., or 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., it's fairly busy here at the museum, so it's hard for us to be able to bring out these carts with these objects, but absolutely, come in the evening and you're nearly guaranteed to be able to see and touch some actual historical objects.
And don't you have a package, maybe that comes later in the summer, with a great restaurant in town? It's Three Georges, I think. Is that right?
Triple George Grill. Yes.
Close.
Yeah. So that is also part of the Museum After Dark experience. That package is called the Maid Experience. So you can go and get a pre-fix meal and then get some tickets to the museum. And I love Triple George. They're phenomenal. The food is fabulous. And I think you even get a cocktail included with that pre-fix menu. So, you know, go and have dinner, then come to the museum. Or you can come to the museum first and then go get dinner. It's completely up to you. But yeah, the Museum After Dark program is fantastic.
Coming up next, Brett Mealy of Pawn Stars and the expert of our own Vegas Art Minute. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Dark ocean.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant racing sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Time once again for another Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley of Art Encounter and the History Channel's Pawn Stars. You know, you talk about pop art, and one question that comes up is, who decides what's art and what's not? I mean, how does that kind of go? Is it something where the community gets together? Is it simply a matter of demand and, you know, supply and demand, or what?
What makes art popular? Exactly. You know, and it is a lot of supply and demand. It's the trends of the time. Gosh, just in the, you know, I'm 45 years old, and I remember, you know, in the 80s and early 90s, you know, those Red Skelton clowns were everywhere. You know, and they were very popular in the 80s. You know, you had Nagel with those real stylized deco girls. You had Erte, and those trends kind of come and go. I remember in the 90s, you know, limited edition prints by Southwestern artists were doing well. Beverly Doolittle, and you're exactly right. And you know, it's a product of the time. It's a product of, you know, what's popular. That's kind of why we've segued here at Art Encounter toward the masters, artists that kind of transcend, you know, the trends and just the you know, those quickie little, you know, bouts of popularity. These are artists that have stood the test of time, that are going to be collectible long after you and I are gone, and their lineage is secure.
You can visit Brett Maley's Art Encounter at artencounter.com. Don't forget to check out Art Encounter on your next visit to Las Vegas, and you can do it the exclusive way by getting a hold of Brett and his people and setting up the executive VIP limousine service. These are for out-of-town clients. You can make Art Encounter part of your vacation with a complimentary executive VIP limousine service for the out-of-town guests. All you do is call 800-395-2996 to schedule your visit. That's 800-395-2996. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
The summer wind came blowing in.
I'm here with Neil Portnoy at the fantastic Portnoy Gallery in Las Vegas. What do you got going on here, Neil? It seems like everybody from the world of sports, entertainment, incredible pictures in a style that I've never seen before.
Well, Steve, you know, thanks for showing up at the gallery again, because I think it's your second visit here. But there's always something going on here. You know what? I do a lot of commission work, clients all over the country. I work from photographs. Whether it's your pet, your children, your spouses, your favorite sports athlete, entertainer, you give me a good quality photo, and this is what I turn it into, a work of art.
So let's tell them how to get here then. Where are you, and more importantly, where can they check you out on the web to get more information?
Well, you go to your favorite airport if you're far away, and you head to Las Vegas, because we're located at 1537 West Oakey Boulevard. We're at the corner of Oakey, Weston, and Wyoming, right in what they call downtown Las Vegas. 702-685-2929. And we always suggest call first, because we're out in the community networking, and we want to make sure you're here and get the experience of coming to Portnoy Gallery.
And your website is?
Very simple, www.idrawpeople.com.
Will do it. Thank you very much, Neil.
Oh, you gotta jump, jiving. Then you really 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 gotta jump, jiving. Then you will.
Time now for your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Kind Heaven over at the Link Promenade. What is Kind Heaven? It's $100 million, but what is it?
That is the question of 2018 so far. So Kind Heaven is going to be, I'm going to just call it an attraction. This attraction is going to be Asian themed. It is going to have food and drink, as everything in Las Vegas has to. It is a very kind of murky question of what it's actually going to end up being. It's a collaboration between a bunch of very creative people, some in the movie industry, some in the music industry. It's going to take up a lot of space, I think 100,000 feet. It's going to have different levels. It's going to be, there's a street scene, and you're in Asia, and there's a forest. So that is the question of 2018, is what is this thing going to be? I think essentially they're trying to appeal to a millennial audience. It'll be cash free. So there will be, I think, wristbands and digital currency will be accepted. They're going to use holograms. They're kind of throwing everything against the wall to see what will stick, but very high concept and very kind of just very kind of artsy and creative description. Honestly, I think it's going to be a bunch of places to eat and drink with an Asian theme. So the gentleman whose idea this was, I think he had it in a dream, he said. Somebody was pickpocketed, and so that was the inspiration for the whole thing. It was like an Asian street scene, and somebody got pickpocketed. But this gentleman has a lot of very wacky, creative ideas. There's going to be holographic monkey wrestling. I mean, I'm not kidding. There's literally going to be these funky things. He said he wanted to pitch the idea of him in a virtual porn. It's very hard to describe. Eat, drink. He was involved with the Lollapalooza music festival, so I think this is going to have some thematic similarities with the music festival. You go to a music festival, there's food and drink, obviously, and kind of a soundtrack to the whole exhibit. Look, I love new things. This just happens to be a weird one. I don't know how you sell the name Kind Heaven, but I'm going to go check it out. And if it draws millennials, that makes the casinos happy. This one's affiliated with Caesars Entertainment, and it sounds like they're investing a lot of money into building the thing out, so I can't wait to see it.
Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend. Next weekend, you'll meet an incredible sculptor, Sharon Gainsburg, who can teach you how to sculpt on your next Vegas visit. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Viva!
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.